Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Williams today, and Blackhawks season begins today. Andy Mazur's in the studio with me, and we welcome to the line Charlie Remeliotis. Hello, Charlie.
Good morning, Wendy and Andy. It is great to be talking Blackhawks hockey, and I think I'm going to make a pitch to the schedule makers moving forward. I think every year we should start in Florida. This has been great.
Good call.
I've missed you for the last year. It's not been a full year, but yes, it's so nice to have you back. Andy was saying this might be a tough game for them tonight. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, they're getting thrown right into the fire against a team that has won the last two Stanley Cups. And so the Hawks have been, obviously they got a new coach, and so they've been trying to nail down the systems throughout training camp, and it's looked a little bit disorganized, which it probably is going to for the first couple weeks or month or so of the season as the guys adjust to the actual playing competition. I will say the one thing that Chicago does have going for them in this game is that Florida is going to be without their two best players, Alex Barkov and Matthew Tkachuk, and those two players are as irreplaceable as it gets on any NHL team. So if there is a silver lining to tonight's game, it's that the Hawks are catching Florida at not full strength.
Although, if we lose now tonight, that's going to be worse.
Wendy, I'm trying to stay optimistic here.
Charlie, I'm sorry. But no, that's a good thing. And so we have to create some scoring chances. Isn't that something we should be working on?
Yeah, it's going to be hard for Chicago this year to generate scoring chances at even strength. And so I think it's going to be crucial. If the Hawks want to have success scoring goals, they're going to have to take advantage of their power play opportunities, which I think is going to be a strength of theirs this season. I think with Connor Bedard looking faster, looking stronger, looking more confident, Sam Rinzell quarterbacking the power play for a full 82-game season, Frank Nazar played fantastic at the Worlds over in overseas in May for Team USA. He led the All-Americans in points playing in that power play bumper role. So I think Chicago is actually going to have a sneaky good power play this year.
All right, so Jeff Blashill makes his debut for the Blackhawks here today, and obviously he's got some previous head coaching experience in the league, and I'm sure he's learned a lot. But I'm curious as to what this new style and what this new system will bear for just fans watching the action.
Yeah, so he's definitely changed a lot of things up from last year. Specifically in the neutral zone, they're going to be running a 1-1-3 neutral zone setup. I think in the past they were running a 1-2-2, which I know can sound a little complicated to the casual fan, but I think they're trying to prevent defensively. It should be better. This is a system that Tampa Bay runs, so Tampa Bay has been like the gold standard of hockey over the last decade plus, and so I think once Chicago gets up to speed in that, it's going to look great. And then on the penalty kill, they've kind of changed things up as well to be aggressive when it comes to the defenseman passing it to the point or to the flanks, the two players on the flanks. They want their defenseman to get aggressive and trying to deflect those passes from even happening. So we'll see how it shakes out. Again, it's likely going to take some time before it starts gelling. I was talking to Tony Granato last week at practice, and he was an assistant on Jeff Blashill's staff in Detroit. And he was saying, this is a system that's scary at first, and it's going to take some time. But once the players start to gel together, then it becomes like muscle memory. And so I think the first month or so, there might be some kinks to iron out.
How is the defense looking?
It's very young. There are a lot of players that are 23 years old or younger. I think the only player on the team right now that's like above 24 is Connor Murphy. They signed Matt Grzelcyk after PTO, but if Alex Vlasic was healthy, the opening night roster would be essentially every player, 24 years old or under. So it's going to be young, and I think it's by design that Kyle Davidson wanted to give the young players a leash this year. Like, Sam Rinzell, Alex Vlasic, Artem Levshinov, Wyatt Kaiser, Ethan Del Mastro, like all those guys are going to have significant responsibility this year. And so there are definitely going to be moments where they look like, you know, young players out there, but then there are going to be flashes where you're like, oh, okay, this is why these players were drafted so highly. And so it's going to be a learning curve as they kind of navigate their first full season in the NHL.
All right, let's talk line combos, because I know that's what a lot of fans want to talk about, especially with Connor Bedard and Frank Nazar. Are we going to see them together, or is that going to be kind of what Coach Q used to call the nuclear option?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I would not be opposed to seeing Bedard and Nazar together in certain situations, like notably four on four. Like if it ever got to a situation where, you know, the Hawks, they're like coinciding penalties and Bedard and Nazar, you throw them out together, like it could be a really fascinating option. But it sounds like Jeff wants to split those guys up. Bedard first line center, Nazar second line center. Nazar, he was on a line with Teravainen and Bertuzzi at the end of last season, and they performed very well down the stretch together. And so Jeff Blashill came into training camp and he's like, let's not touch that line, let's keep it the same, let's let them carry over that magic. And so it sounds like that line is going to stay the same. Ryan Donato was fantastic on a line with Connor Bedard last year, and it was really just about finding who that third winger could be. Teuvo Teravainen started out in that role last year, and then they kind of faded into the second half of the season. This year it's going to be Andrei Burakovsky who gets the first crack, who's the new addition from Seattle last year. So I'm curious to see how he will complement those two.
Is Connor Bedard legal yet to drink?
No,
he's still not right. Year. All right, good, because yeah. You know, I want him to partake in the champagne toast when they have a great season. I'm wearing my Duncan Keith sweater today. And who do you?
I've
have?
Got the Golden Jet on a little throwback. You know, 100 years, the centennial celebration. Let's honor some of the great players of the past.
You know, it's so funny, Charlie, when our family went and bought their jerseys, we put a lot of thought into it. I had a hot crush on Duncan Keith, and, you know, so I went that route. My husband, Jim, went Marian Hossa because he was the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
My son, Dylan, was younger at the time, and he loved Andrew Shaw, so 65. And then my son, Michael, went classic with Stan Mikita, good old number 21. So I'm going to wear this jersey, and if they win tonight, I'm not washing it ever again. Not jersey, sweater.
Sweater.
Well, I was going to say, if they win tonight, then you have to wear that every single Blackhawks home game,
yep,
or every game until it wears out.
You know what? I'm going to wear it proudly. That's what I'm going to do. All right, well, go Hawks. Welcome back to the airwaves. Like I said, we've missed you, Charlie Romeliotis. You do such a great job.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you guys, and go Hawks.
Yep, go Hawks. Go Hawks. And what time's the game? It starts early, right?
Yep, 3:30 pregame.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That is early. All right.
It is early.
All right, I'm feeling good. Go Cubs. That's a little better, because then everybody will do better, right?
Yes.
All right.